It's expensive to go to university in Nova Scotia nowadays, and tuition is getting higher all the time. At Dalhousie, the Faculty Association argues that students are getting less and less education for their money every year. A recent review of the university's finances shows that it is increasing its spending on administration as it decreases its spending on teaching and research. Darren Abramson teaches philosophy at the university and is a member of the Dalhousie Faculty Association.
Good morning, Mr. Abramson.
Hi.
Morning.
What made you want to check the books?
In my own department, we had people retiring, being lured away to other universities, and in tragic cases, dying, and they weren't being replaced. And these were world-renowned researchers that were drawing students into our department. And we thought, what's going on? Or at least that's what motivated me to get involved and find out what was going on.
You wanted to find out if this is going on in other departments as well?
And it is. And I talk to people across the university, and the answer is every single department I speak to sees that when professors leave for whatever reason, they can't be replaced.
Don't worry about that. We'll get that later. What's the process here? How difficult is it to get the chapter and verse on the money being spent in wherever by Dalhousie?
It's interesting. The numbers themselves are public, so you can go to the Dalhousie website and you can see all of the numbers. The problem is that making sense of them is extremely difficult, and so we actually hired a forensic accountant to say, take us through these numbers, tell us where the money's going, because even for people as well-educated as ourselves, it's very hard to figure this out.
What are the big picture takeaways from this?
You know, it's interesting. I was listening to the radio as I was waiting to come in, and the promo that you had said that the money's going to the administration, and I heard you say something similar just a moment ago. The really big ticket items, the place the money is really going, is the construction of new buildings and also the costs to maintain those new buildings.
So it's capital.
It is capital. Now, it is true that the money spent on administration has been growing, but we see massive construction. We see, for example, just last year, I think there was something like $40 million transferred out of the operating budget, which is, you know, where we pay the day-to-day bills, into the construction of new buildings. This has been going on for years. It's been accelerating over the past decade. Now, it's important that we have comfortable buildings where we can do our work, where we can meet with students, but to put up, you know, new buildings all the time at the expense of, you know, the people on the ground who are teaching, all the while seeing student enrollments increasing, we think is not the right move.
But you're talking about capital cost new buildings, not capital cost upkeep, which we often hear from universities is some of these buildings are old, we want to keep them, we got to take care of them, and they sometimes get neglected, and now we're playing catch up.
I'm talking about both.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, so to use some of the technical terms in budgeting, I'm talking about the costs for something called facilities management, that's inside the operating budget, and then the capital fund, which is, you know, at one level up, you know, next to the operating budget. So the answer is really both.
When I think about going up University Avenue, so going from east to west, I look at newish, not necessarily in the last, the business building, and I look at the computer building, et cetera, and so on. Is not new construction maybe a reflection of the changing university community? Because that's something we've talked about in this program a little bit over the last couple of weeks. Less philosophers, more becomes.
That's a great question. So I've been studying this stuff very, very closely to figure out what's the horse and what's the cart, because I hear these things too. And I'm starting to think that this is a myth that's been given to us by people who claim to know better without having evidence of this. And when I look at the numbers, I actually see pretty steady growth in enrollment in the traditional programs at a university. I also see students who understand the value of the many different degrees that we offer, pharmacy degrees, engineering, arts degrees. And so I agree with you, that's the perception. But when I look at the underlying data, I say, I don't know where this came from. And in fact, I'm starting to hear from the business community that they want people with more arts degrees, more flexible educations, partly because the jobs that are so in demand now didn't exist 10 years ago.
Are you teaching undergraduate or grad students?
I teach both.
In the undergraduate program, how long have you been teaching?
I taught as a graduate student from 2001 to 2005, so about 15 years. About 15 years.
And you see at least a maintenance of the number of people who are taking introduction to philosophy or second year philosophy?
Oh, yes.
Is that true across most of the social faculties? Because, in fact, the arts faculties, for want of a better word, because that's what we've been hearing anecdotally once again, that you have tenured professors at the top of the food chain who are chewing up a lot of office space and a lot of money, and you have the new boys and girls on the block who are teaching part-time at the Mount and a couple of courses at St. Mary's and a course at Dalhousie to cobble together an existence.
You know, first, I wish I were at the top of any food chain. So I have looked at data nationally for enrollment in arts degrees, and I found that one thing that's interesting is that it's highly diverse. So some provinces are maintaining their enrollments and their graduation rates much, much better than others. I should mention also that we're the top of the top quartile at Dalhousie in terms of tuition for arts degrees. For non-Nova Scotians.
Quartile is it's more expensive here than any place else.
We're basically the most expensive arts degree in all of Canada for non-Nova Scotians to come to our university. And so you'd expect that if a student in Ontario is looking at their choices, it'd be nice to come to Dal, but wow, is it expensive.
And if their family makes under $60,000, they could do it for nothing at some pretty good schools in Toronto.
You know, it's interesting. The Toronto Star reported that the new financial aid that's going to be given to Ontario students lets them go to any university in Canada. So they can actually
take it here.
They can take it here. Let's lower tuition. Let's bring students in from Ontario that from families making under $60,000 a year.
Ordinarily, you get members of the Faculty Association in, and you sort of seem to take a pass on this, but the question of the administration of the university as opposed to capital and operating costs, but specifically the growth of the level of leadership, for want of a better word here, at the university. You're not so much concerned about that as a slice of the pie?
Oh, I'm concerned about every single dollar that gets spent on anything other than teaching and research. And the reason I'm concerned about that is that we're told that we have to cut summer classes that are profitable for the university because we don't have money to pay the few thousand dollars it costs to run that class. And so every time I hear that there's a new vice president hired or there's a new building put up, it drives me crazy because I think we're barely keeping the ship afloat when it comes to the core academic mission of the university. And so just to recap, we have huge increases in enrollment. At the same time, we seem to have huge increases in the tuition that we're asking students to pay. But then we're told every year, just, you know, budget just came out for next year, 2.5% cut across the board for every faculty at the university. And so don't think that it's just arts that's being cut. It ain't.
I don't know if you've done this sort of kind of study, but even if you tell us anecdotally, we can certainly follow it up. Thinking of comparable universities which have professional schools, say McGill, U of T, Queen's, when you look at capital costs, operating costs, when you look at the broad picture that we've been talking about, how do we compare with those kinds of universities?
That's a great question. So in our faculty, we did some research. And the funny thing about comparing professional degrees to, say, an arts degree is that a professional degree like dentistry or medicine is extremely expensive because, you know, the labor costs are higher, but there's also material costs, infrastructure costs. So think of arts and social science as the cheap degrees to run, right? You just need, you know, when I teach logic, just give me a blackboard and a piece of chalk and I'm off to the races. And we actually under-enroll in those cheaper fields. And so we think that this is
really under-enroll because nobody wants it or under-enroll because you can't get a classroom for it?
Well, partly because we don't have the faculty teaching the courses, partly because our tuition is so high. And so we really, really think this is an opportunity for Dalhousie. Let's get more enrollment in the less expensive degrees to run and not make it prohibitive for students to come from across the country to take those
degrees. Are there professional schools doing a better job? Other schools like the ones I mentioned doing a better job across the board in the issues we've been talking about?
Dalhousie shows increases in enrollment every year. We're growing our undergraduate student population. We have no problem attracting students.
So we are doing as well as McGill, Toronto, Queen's?
You know, I haven't done the year-over-year enrollment increase comparison across those universities, but I do know that we saw something like a 24% increase in enrollment just between 2007 and 2013. That's massive. And by the way, we had a drop in the number of professors in that time.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks.
Darren Abramson is with the Dal Faculty Association. We asked the university administration to respond, but no one was available.